Lake Champlain has a long nautical history. Early Native Americans used birch bark canoes on the lake. Then warships plied the waters during the Revolutionary War. Later, the Age of Commerce brought ferries and steamboats, and now recreational sailing is popular. But over the centuries, many ships have sunk in the lake's deep waters. Carolyn Kennedy, a PhD student at Texas A&M University, has been researching steamboat wrecks for the past 3 years.
There are 4 steamboat wrecks, 3 from the early 19th century and 1 from slightly later. And for the past 3 years, we have been documenting these wrecks.
How big are these steamboats that you're researching?
Well, the smallest of them was 128 feet long, and the largest of them, which is the Whitehall, built in 1838, was 215 feet long.
What are you learning by diving and researching these steamboats?
These were built prior to 1850, which was a really interesting time in steamboat construction, because up until 1807, when Robert Fulton launched the first commercially successful steamboat on the Hudson River, every single type of ship had been propelled by either wind or manned power. And so suddenly you have an engine that can propel a boat. Well, how do you build a boat that can hold an engine that is literally a fire on board of a wooden boat? And they were coming up with all kinds of strange and interesting ways to make these hulls, these boat, you know, structures to hold those engines, to hold them well, to support them so that they could carry more passengers at a faster rate and obviously make a profit by doing so. And so we're examining that progression. And there really is a very clear development of how they were learning to build these boats. And it was largely, and we have historical sources to tell us this, it was largely done by trial and error.
Now, the steamboats were used for industry and for business and commerce. Why were they sinking?
They were not sunk by accident. They were sunk on purpose. These 4 were sunk in the shipyard. They had been brought there to be retired. And so all 4 of these wrecks that we have looked at, they were all scrapped, basically. The Phoenix 2, which we've called in the past Wreck 2, was built in 1820 and retired in 1837. So it actually had quite a long life for a freshwater wooden boat.
And you have no artifacts on a lot of the naval ships and stuff that have been sunk in battle. There's artifacts that identify it. With these, you said they were intentionally sunk and everything had been removed from it, so you've got no point of reference.
That's right. And so we go in there really just relying on what the ship timbers themselves can tell us. We do find broken pieces of garbage, basically, that have been left in the bilge. You know, when the ship was operational, they would have been thrown down on the ground, they would have been swept into the bilge, and they're still there. They were not valuable enough for people to go in and get, of course. An old shipyard is a bit like a junkyard. They just kind of throw things in there when they're done with them. But what we did find this year was one very exciting artifact, which was this cache of tools, including a chisel, and the chisel had writing on it. The person who discovered it, Dan Bishop, he put it up on the dock in front of me, and I looked at it and I noticed writing. He hadn't noticed writing underwater, and I said, oh, there's a B and a PH on here. Hey, maybe the PH stands for Phoenix. At this point, we'd already theorized that this was the Phoenix 2, but we had no way to confirm that. So I handed it off to our artifact guy, who was going to bag it and tag it, and a minute later or so, I didn't notice, but he had been rubbing the letters with his thumb to try to read what the rest of it said. Deadpan voice looked right at me. Yeah, it says Phoenix. And my heart kind of jumped into my throat, and I couldn't believe it. I grabbed it right out of his hand, and I stared at it, and he was right. It said SB Phoenix, for Steamboat Phoenix. Everybody's reaction was basically the same as mine. I don't think anybody was quite as happy as I was, this being, you know, my research and all. It had basically validated all of this historical research and archaeological research that we had done for the past 2 years to know for sure that this is indeed the Phoenix 2. We know the wreck location of the Phoenix 1, which sunk by a burning by accident, and so that one is a very obvious wreck to identify, but this one was not, and so this was extremely validating.
Well, Carolyn, you're studying at Texas A&M. Why is Texas A&M involved in shipwrecks in Lake Champlain?
Back in 1976, George Bass, who is essentially the father of nautical archaeology, he founded the Institute of Nautical Archaeology, and His reasoning, and it still stands today, was it doesn't really matter where the program is based out of, because everyone who goes through the program is doing research all over the world. And so we do classwork throughout the semesters, and then in the summer, all the grad students and all the professors split off in every direction, and we're all doing research all over the world.
The researchers have conducted more than 600 dives over the past 3 years. Carolyn Kennedy's dissertation will focus on the Lake Champlain steamboat wrecks. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.